Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Niners, let's go. Do you believe in miracles? There is no way that the 49ers should have won that game against the Eagles with all the injuries, and they only got worse. George Kittle tearing his Achilles in the second quarter, just crushing. There was a point where the 49ers are operating out there with freaking Garrett Wallow as a starter, Eric Kendricks as a starter. You got the rookie Marquise Siegel, who had a hell of a game when Jair Brown went out. That's a little bit of a different story, but you're talking Kendrick Bourne, DeMarcus Robinson, Luke Farrell. There was a point where the 49ers were throwing screens to Luke Farrell and Jake Tonjes. Like, there is no world where this 49ers team had any chance of winning this game and being out on top, but through coaching, effort, you name it, they got it done. And you beat the Eagles. You send the Eagles home when they thought they had this game wrapped up. The whole idea, the way in which the Eagles called the game, made all their coaching decisions, whatever else, were small ball, let's get it down to the fourth quarter, we'll win by field goals, there's no way the 49ers can score anymore. Kyle Shanahan said, Brock Purdy, was it a great game? No, it was not. It wasn't even close to a great game. However, Brock Purdy did every single thing that he needed to do to put the 49ers in contention late. You had the great play call with the Philly special, if you want to call it that, the amazing touchdown pass from Juwan Jennings. Remember, he played quarterback at Tennessee, came out there, did whatever he had to do. And that's kind of the testament that is the 49ers this season. They have no business being where they are. The 49ers are not a quality football team with all of these injuries. You're not. You have no linebackers. You have no defensive ends. You have no wide receivers. Your tight ends are injured. So many injuries throughout this entire team, but you find a way through coaching, through amazing effort from the players that you do have that are healthy, which are the most limited ever. It is just absolutely incredible. And the 49ers find a freaking way to win the game. And now the 49ers are on the road to Seattle. The hate tour of the playoffs continues. I am all about hate, and that's just what it is. You've got Philly. You just beat them. You sent them home. Despite them being the most healthy team in the playoffs, they handed, like, you sent them home. Go home. You're already home. You won on the road. Now you've got at Seattle, who you hate so much. Awesome. Then you have at the Rams or at Chicago. Get the business done. Just do what you got to do. Like, the Niners have no business doing what they're doing, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't fall into the box score or the scouting report, whatever. It doesn't matter. You still got to play the game, and it's 11 versus 11, and we'll play with guys that were signed off the fucking street. Doesn't matter. You're the Eagles. Sit your ass at home. Sit your ass at home with your fake-ass coach and your fake-ass fan base and your players. I told you guys, watch them. If things don't go great, they're going to start tearing each other apart, and that happened in the first half. You got coaches, wide receivers, everything yelling at themselves, just going at it. The Niners are not that team. And I'm excited to announce, because we will be in Seattle next week. I love that they gave us the opportunity to get together, to go out there. We're going to be at in Seattle the day before. I don't think the schedule's been out yet. If you guys have seen that, you can put that in the chat. We'll throw a day before party in Seattle. It's going to be absolutely incredible from 2 to 6 p.m. day before the playoff game. We'll be holding a rally at the press box from 2 to 6. Then we have an inclusive premium, all you can eat, all you can drink, everything right before the game, right next to the stadium. It's the closest restaurant close. we'll be indoors, we'll be warm, which is huge whenever you go to Seattle, and we'll go to the stadium together. So if you have not been to one of the 49ers Rush road trips, man, you got to come out, and here are the details.
49ers Rush road trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Whether you're starting a new routine or making player picks for the first time, trying something new can be hard. But in life and on Prize Picks, it always feels right to be in the right. With high-pressure playoff matchups every week and elite hoops action almost every night, the action never stops. And Prize Picks lets you take control. Now, one of my favorite things about using Prize Picks is it's just so easy. You pick more or less on two or more sports. You know, if we're looking at 49ers, Brock Purdy, more or less than 0.5 rush/receiving touchdowns. Simple. Christian McCaffrey, longest rush, 13.5 yards, more or less. Very simple. And the new feature alert, Prize Picks now has early payouts. If your player gets off to a hot start, you now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. And if you're missing your fantasy team, guess what? My league is already over. But with Prize Picks, I don't have to wait until next year's draft to keep playing fantasy football. So head over and download the Prize Picks apps today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records in the internet, then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. Well, Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. They also give you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager to keep your login safe, and spam call protection to cut off scammers. That's my favorite thing. I used to get these calls all the time. It's been cut. It's done since I signed up with Aura. So if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura for free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That is enough time for Aura to start removing all your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today, aura.com/remove, and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's Aura, aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
So I really hope you guys get the opportunity to come out and party with us. And I got to admit, brand new jersey. I wore it for the first time. It's the George Kittle rivalries. First time I've ever worn it. And sure enough, the dude tears his Achilles. I feel so bad. What that looks like long term, we'll deal with that this off season. But if we're looking at just the positives of this game moving forward, you look at the teams that are still in the playoffs, which there's eight teams total. There's four in the NFC. There's four in the AFC. The 49ers are dead last. They have to be. You look at Seattle, you look at the Rams, you look at the 49ers, you look at the Bears. It makes no sense for this injury-riddled team to have any chance whatsoever to be in the mix. But this is where we are, and this is where the 49ers are, and this is where their season has kind of brought them. You got to go out there and play the game. Will the 49ers be favored anymore with all these injuries? Absolutely not. Should they be favored with these injuries? Absolutely not. But guess what? You got to play the fucking game. And I understand that the Seahawks beat you 13-3 in your house. I get it. Doesn't matter. Brock Purdy never lost in Seattle. The faithful, greatest fan base in sports. We're going to see that this week. Eagles, a little bit different, throwing beer cans at kids. They're the worst humans that have ever existed ever. That's not going to change. But now the 49ers get to go to familiar ground. You get to come home. You get to sleep in your bed, all those things. Get your game plan together. Then fly up to Seattle, handle business. And they did exactly what they needed to do. The defense showed up. Garrett Wallow, are you freaking kidding me? Eric Kendricks, way better than what they have played in Tatum Bethune and D Winters. And I don't give a damn if D Winters is 100% healthy. Garrett Wallow is way better, way cleaner, better reads, better instincts, better effort, better tackler, better. Eric Kendricks, better. And I understand the entire theme this season has been younger, cheaper. Don't give a damn. You got to roll with these guys. You have to. With what they just did out there, Marquis Siegel, biggest upgrade I've ever seen is going from number 27, who got injured, and I hope he's okay. And like, I want to play a backup role, but then, sorry about that, just tried, but then you switch over to Marquis Siegel, amazing tackler, making plays in the pass game, unbelievable. It, like, this was nowhere near a perfect game, but it was a great game. And that's how the season started. The 49ers finding ways. Sticking around, hanging around, alligator blood. Like, that is who this team is. And now you get to go against a divisional opponent at full strength off of a bye week. You have no business. I think the spread's probably going to be 9, maybe 7.5 to 9 points. Go out there and do what you do. You got to find a freaking way. And if you bet with us so far, we have cashed in 100%. On our bets this week, whether that's, you know, we hit the Bears, we hit the earlier game, we hit the 49ers covering first quarter, we hit 49ers alternative lines, we hit. So if you haven't bet this yet this year, I don't know what you're waiting on, because we're all making money. And if you want to join us, here's where you do it.
Everybody's betting the NFL in full do or die mode. College football down to the last teams, and the Super Bowl is just right around the corner. If there was ever a time to get involved in the game, it's now. And MyBookie makes it stupid easy to play. One account, one wallet, bet the spread, live bet the second half, hit the casino during the commercials. It's all in one place, and you've got the power. Go to mybookie.ag now and use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and you get your first bet covered up to $500. If it doesn't hit, use your bet back bonus token, run it back. Don't just watch the playoffs. Make them pay. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. And I mean anywhere, Texas, California, no matter where you are, only at MyBookie.
So I just want to wrap up this show. We're going to be live all week. We're going to break the game down. We'll go through the all 22 coaches tape. And if you haven't joined us on the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon page, we'll have a Zoom hangout. We'll do it Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I haven't posted those details yet, but we'll be there. We're going to talk through this game. The 49ers have no business. When you're playing with the bank's money, it just relaxes your shoulders. You kind of get to do whatever the hell you want. And that's where the 49ers are. They do not belong. They don't belong. No tight ends, no wide receivers, no defensive ends, no linebackers, no problem. They're just going to keep grinding out victories. Why not? The most improbable playoff run that I have ever seen in the NFL, the 49ers are at the front. Come party with us in Seattle. Go get your tickets at 49ersrushroadtrip.com. If you want to party with us, again, tick pick, just search 49ers Rush. That pulls up. I can't see the super chats. Sorry. They're terrible on here whenever I go mobile, and I freaking absolutely can't stand StreamYard whenever they do this. But the 49ers win. They have no business. You just sent one of your most hated rivals recently home while they're at home. And now you're going to have Eagles fans talking about firing coaches and moving on and blah, 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 blah. Not the Niners. Kyle Shanahan is now the playoffs. 9-4. Brock Purdy has 5 playoff wins. Did you know that Kyle Shanahan before this game was responsible for almost 30% of the road playoff wins in 49ers history? That's going to jump up to about 40%. Amazing coaching job, doing everything that you needed to do to get this damn game done and move on. Now you get to go play Seattle. Really, Sam Darnold want to scare you guys? Seattle's a better team. I get that. With what they're fielding, without the injuries and all the stuff that the Niners going through, don't give a damn. I told you, who are you? You got to show up. You got to ready to play. You took care of it. Sent Philly and their sorry-ass fans home. Suck it, Eagles. Understand what a good fan base is. And, man, that's going to do it for us here. E-A-G-L-E-S. Go home, bitches. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.